Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Country baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
40 years ago, this month, my friends, Bill Dunkelberg, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, began the NFIB's survey, or I should say, index of small business optimism 40 years ago. And in that period, in the intervening years, it has become the gold standard, the most revered, the most regarded, highly regarded, the most respected index of what small business owners are thinking on the planet. And I am so thankful that Bill Dunkelberg is our friend. He's your friend, whether you know it or not. And if you've been listening to my show, you know all about that. And for more than 12 years now, he's been every month, he's been right here on the Small Business Advocate Show, bringing us the product of his outstanding research and the polling of small business owners and finding out what they got going on. This is a highly regarded, it's scientific in his methodology. The people that you poll, Bill, are the hundreds of thousands of NFIB members, but they're all small business owners. So as far as I'm concerned, that's a completely scientific small business survey. Happy anniversary, baby.
Well, I thank you very much. I love that song.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe that I've been around that many years. But
I know. Started when you were 10. That's amazing.
Exactly. Well, I was on the faculty at Stanford and NFIB. I've been working, actually, with NFIB since around 1970, looking at, fighting the minimum wage stuff, doing special studies, and so on.
And they allowed you to do that from Stanford?
Well, headquarters was in San Mateo back in those days.
Yeah.
So, so they wanted to, how do we become more effective in Washington? I said data.
Yeah.
And, of course, back in those days, nobody collected any data or even thought about small business.
Small business was backwater mom and pops.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I
you were actually 40 years ago. You were ahead of you. You were ahead of your time because small businesses really didn't get any respect. Didn't get any respect till the 90s.
Right, and we didn't
to the degree
any data.
That we
the
get any at
didn't
all.
Collect data. They knew very little. So Wilson Johnson was the president back in those days, and I said, well, if you want to be effective in Washington, have data, and here's how you do it: take a survey, build a time series, build the credibility, and Wilson, of course, signed off on that, and here we are today.
Right. Well, folks, anybody who wants to know what's going on in small business, Bill, you make regular reports to CNBC. You are their small business go-to guy. Other networks I know carry you. You're quoted all in every publication that matters. And so I just want to take a few minutes to slow down just a little bit and to say thank you on behalf of small business owners. Even if research isn't really a part of the average small business owner's life, just the fact that there's somebody out there who cares enough about us to devote a part of your professional world, of your life, to chronicling the attitudes and the opinion and the concerns of small business owners, that makes you one of our heroes, Bill, and we appreciate you very much.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. It's certainly been fun for me and enjoyable, and we've learned an awful lot. And my view about the small business sector, it's the R&D for the economy. It's where ideas are tested and tried, and success is rewarded with profits and businesses grow. And pardon me. And if you don't succeed, you just reprice assets and you start another experiment. And that's the vitality of this country.
Right.
Bill Gates wasn't the only guy trying to build an operating system for computers. There were lots of other people, lots of other firms. And so that whole thing provided, we provide tens of millions of jobs in these trials, and lots of experience for workers and comes, and it's a wonderful dynamic that hopefully, the government isn't going to kill with all of its regulations and taxes.
Right. No, exactly. And I'll tell you, Bill, the small business owners, when you look at the economy, You can literally track, if you think about it, for the last 5 years, if you look at the performance of small business and the performance of the national GDP, if small businesses were performing at their optimum, there's no question that we'd be growing, the U.S. economy would be growing at between 3% and 4%. Instead of less than 2%. No, I mean, isn't it clear now after 5 years that the deficit in production in America is because of the deficit in production in the small business?
It certainly looks that way to me. You know, that sector just hasn't picked back up. You know, even though we're making more manufactured output, we don't get many jobs from that. So even though GDP is higher than it was at the peak in 07, we're still employing 2 million fewer people than we did then.
Right.
That's not productivity. That's a lack of growth in the small business sector.
Well, and Bill, if you look at the stock market is going gangbusters. What's that? How's that helping the economy? The Fed's pumping $85 billion a year for 2 or 3 years now into fresh cash, printed out of thin air into the economy. That's not getting down to Main Street. All these other indicators that Bill used to be. We used to look to and say, okay, any day now this is going to kick into the economy. It's not getting out to Main Street, is it?
That's right. The Fed, of course, is buying private assets from us, so it buys bonds from the private sector and writes you a check. You put the check in the bank, and then the bank, of course, would be lending out that money if somebody came and took it.
Right.
And the hope was that businesses would expand and hire and so on. But
right.
And so the private sector instead has invested in financial assets. So
that's
we
right.
have record gold prices and stock
which
prices.
Which is not growing the economy out here on Main
right.
Street,
no
folks.
Employment.
And this is what you've been hearing me harp on now for all these years now. Main Street America is halfway into a lost decade as of right now. Quick break. Happy anniversary to Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with
us. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.